Hello, welcome to Throwing Light. This is episode 110, Behind the Scenes, August 2022. I think I might want to come up with a better title. So if the title is like totally different, that's why. Hello. It's so good to be back. It's so good to be here. This has been a bit of a transition for me, and so I haven't been as consistent as I was previously this summer. Actually, the whole summer has been a transition, but I have officially transitioned, and so things are settling down in a lot of different ways. We are still transitioning in some ways, but you know, things are coming down a little bit. So I posted about a month ago our debt and all that entailed. As of yesterday, the president announced that there is going to be some cancellation, and that student loans are still paused until the end of the year. So I'm not going to share much about that right now. I will share an upcoming podcast on what, so I had said I was going to share, you know, what we're going to do about this debt and how that is going to look. But I have some updates on that front that I'm not quite ready to share yet. So I will, but that's coming up. But things are settling down for us, I guess, financially, and we're finding some steadiness, which feels really good. That's not necessarily related to the debt cancellation, but it does feel like a big manifestation. And there's still, like, we still have a ways to go. We still have a journey ahead of us, but things are finally shifting. The wind is blowing in a brand new direction that it hasn't in a long time, if ever. And that feels kind of amazing. So I will share more of that, you know, in an upcoming episode. But I wanted to share, so behind the scenes, I have transitioned into full-time private practice, and I don't actually have a full caseload yet. So I had 11 clients this week. I'm aiming for 28, so I still have a ways to go to get a full caseload. I think I had 12 or 13 last week, and then it'll slowly grow and shift. And in the fall, supposedly things kind of settle in. People are like, oh wait, I do need therapy. And so I am doing some work to sort of build my caseload and network, and, you know, all that business development stuff. Even though it's not my business, it's my these my clients. So I gotta participate in that work, and it's not a salary position, right? So that is a shift. That's a big shift, and it feels really good, because I know that, I mean, if you followed me for any length of time, you know, I have, first of all, you know, I have a high risk tolerance. Second of all, you know that all I want to do in the world is own my own business and figure out how to do that. So it feels really good to do that in a way that is like learn from my boss and figure out all of that stuff. And I anticipate being at this practice for a few years. Really love my new boss, really love my new coworkers, and love working from home. And I already feel a shift in changing jobs. I have just had a lot more ease with doing self-care and I've done yoga, just a little bit, but just I've done yoga every day. I've been, really taking, I've been eating better. I just feel like it has felt easier to take care of myself, and the crisis work that it wasn't a good fit for me in this place in my life. Letting that go. And although sometimes there'll always be stuff as a therapist, when dealing with people's mental health, it just feels lighter. And so it feels like I have more space to take care of me. And I need that right now as a mom of three and all of it. So that feels really good. I think that as I was talking, what I realized that I wanted to talk about is we have made a decision, a pretty big decision, for this upcoming school year for our middle child. And I'm really excited about it and nervous and all of the things. So I think that's what I want to talk about, and kind of in the context of mental health for the whole family, because I want it to, I want to bring value to you. So I am hoping that this will be helpful for you kind of wherever you are on your journey. Especially if you're a parent. So we have decided to homeschool our almost 11-year-old. He'll turn 11 in September. This particular kiddo, if you follow me on Instagram or if you know me personally, he's a light. He's a really cool kid. He's a brilliant guy. Really, that has felt a blessing, and at times has presented some challenges for him, because what has happened the last couple of years. So we live in a lower income part of the city, and he's gone to a charter school in this area. We love it. His teachers were amazing. The administration was amazing. And I would say his peers, the kids were amazing. And there are some challenges that kids in this area face that, a lot of kids around the U.S. don't have to deal with. And that is a lack of resources, a lack of just historically a lack of education. I think that the charter schools in this area have been doing an amazing job shifting that and working. That is the goal of this particular school. And it's been such an honor to be a part of that. It's felt like holy. It's felt really, really just powerful to witness, and so important. All of the kids, the cohorts are named after universities, and all the groups within each grade, And so they really, from the beginning, this is an elementary school, stress the importance of education and really make education cool. And so it's like, I am so glad that my son has gone there for the last, he went there for 3 years, you know, 2.2 of them were in the midst of a pandemic. So that wasn't ideal, but also again, like his school handled it so well. Like, I mean, their virtual game was strong. And, you know, I think was still rough. I think that it's rough for kids who don't have resources to learn virtually. So it was not without its struggles, for sure. But they did an amazing job, I think. And I'm, you know, it's like, it's just, it's, I'm so grateful. Like, so grateful that we got to be a part of that. And that, you know, I think was at times it's been difficult living here, for safety issues, especially like feeling like my, when my kids start to feel like questioning if they're safe, like that has been the hardest part of living in this community that I love. You know, we made this decision in part because we learned things that we couldn't have learned if we hadn't made that choice. And my kids will be, especially him, because it was such a pivotal part of his development. You know, he learned things and experienced things and met people that he would just never have met and I think that that has, like, as a parent, you never want your kids to go through anything hard, or to suffer or to feel pain, but I feel like we did something right, even though it was hard and even though it has had a negative impact at times on our mental health. And we are moving in a couple months. And I've shared a little bit about that journey. We have officially decided to leave at the end of this year. So we'll be out probably by December. But you know, I love this area, and I have grown and been humbled and just, you know, it's important that we experience things in life that are outside of our little bubbles. And that was, you know, a huge part of why we made this decision. And you know, I'm glad we did. And we have made the decision to not continue to send him to the charter school this fall. And that, you know, at first it was because we were moving. So we had originally planned to be out this summer. We were planning to move by this summer. And then when we realized that we were going to homeschool, we realized that we had a little bit more time to do that. And so we made that decision to stay here a little bit longer, in part because we were going to homeschool and he wouldn't have to switch schools in the middle of the year. He probably will only homeschool for 1 year. I mean, who knows? Like, if he absolutely loves it, then maybe we'll continue. But I wanted to talk a little bit about how we came to that decision. So, like I said, my son is super bright. What happened at school was that he took it upon himself to be like the model straight A 100% kid. And so he tried, he gave everything he had in school. And he was beloved like by his, you know, classmates, by his, by the teachers, like, you know, I think that he really tried to be a good friend. He tried to be a good student, and he was. So if you have had a kid who does that, you know that by the time they get home, their trying hard bucket is just full. And so he didn't have he would try so hard and do so well and be this perfect kid at school, and then he just didn't have anything left when he got home. And and so that's like, in that itself is okay. Like, he's not a bad kid. He just didn't know how to deal with his emotions that he'd had all day, and we all have them, right? But he didn't know what to do with them. And, so that led to some pretty scary at time meltdowns, and that, you know, I mean, thankfully happened to be at this point in my life a mental health professional. But you know, it's hard to watch your kid struggle with that. And he came to see his worth in, you know, his work and how, and, you know, how good of a grade he got, how good, that was a terrible grammatically, but anyway, yeah, so his worth was in his work, and then that would lead to, you know, more mental health issues. And, you know, I have my own feelings about kind of the way in which we teach our kids and what we ask of them. And so I really wanted, I had thought for a while, like, I'd really like to homeschool him. Like, I'd really like to, there's this term called unschool or de-school, but it just means like unlearning all of the ways in which the, especially the U.S. public school system has taught us that we are, you know, have to conform and have to fall in line, and it's all about obedience and it's all about getting high marks. And that is not, generally speaking, how the real world works. And so folks who have been labeled as like gifted and talented often get into quote unquote real life and really struggle. And so that is what we were concerned about. And so we just wanted, I mean, in school, he was doing work that was a grade ahead in most subjects. So he really actually could take a year off and be fine, still be on point academically. We don't plan to do that, and he wouldn't want to do that. He was very concerned about, like, he really wanted to homeschool, but he was also concerned about the rigor and that it would be academically challenging enough. And in part, that is because I did homeschool my my now 20-year-old for about a year and a half over the course of his school years, and he felt, I didn't know this at the time, but felt behind when he went back into school. I don't actually, so a mom, like tiny mom aside, I don't actually think his grade suffered. But anyway, he felt that, and that is valid for him. And so, and I didn't, I mean, I didn't have the knowledge I have now. So as about kids' developmental needs and their, you know, academic needs. So I would have done things differently if I could go back to, and do it again with him. He also was a much more social kid. So he really liked school, like the social piece of school. We are definitely prioritizing like friends and time with people for my middle kiddo as we homeschool. And I think we just are going in like kind of eyes wide open, knowing that we made some mistakes, that I made some mistakes in homeschooling in the past and not wanting to do that again. So the point of unschooling is that it's child-led. So he gets to focus on what he wants to focus on. We still have to, according to DC laws, like we still have to, there's like the 7 subjects that you have to do and you have to learn. And I mean, we're a kind of a nerdy family, so I'm not so much worried about the academic piece. I think we'll figure that out. Right now, I want to focus on teaching emotional and self-regulation skills and self-esteem, self-worth, you know, and really helping him see his value, and, you know, spend time with his loved ones, for the first, like, that'll be like the first unit. And then, you know, I was thinking we would have like each month could be a different theme and we would learn like everything we need to learn within that theme. So we officially start on Monday, I think it's the last Monday in August. If today is the 25th and it's a Thursday, 6, 27, it's the 29th. So he officially starts on the 29th of August. I think officially starts, it's like 15 days after we sent the notice of intent to homeschool. So, you know, I mean, we'll do all of the like regulation things. But I'm so excited. And we have shifted our entire schedule so that, because both my husband and I are going to be working from home, I'm going to be working 12 to 8, seeing clients from 12 to 8. I'm going to get up in the mornings and have my regular me time and then spend a few hours with the kids, with my littlest, who will be 3 in September, and my middle one, and really like, you know, getting the benefits of working from home, of doing life together. And I want to enjoy the last few months of living where we live, and like just really enjoy our life and, you know, do some like mild, chill homeschooling with the preschooler. And yeah, so that is what we're doing. And I think it's going to be cool. I'm feeling grateful that I have a few years of being a play therapist and working at a school, a couple schools under my belt. And I feel like we're ready, and it feels like a time for us to grow as a family and to value all of our mental health. And I'm constantly learning, and we can learn together and figure it out together. And then we'll see, next year we'll see what we want to do. So that is, I guess that's it. Like, that's kind of the behind the scenes. So, again, I think that I hope this brought you value. I hope that if you are thinking of changing the dynamic within your family or wrestling with something difficult in your family, I hope that you know that you're not alone and that there are alternative, unique solutions that maybe aren't totally within the norm that could work really well for you, for your family, for whoever you're working with. So I love you. I hope that you're taking good care of yourself. Namaste.